We got a little bit more. We got a grant from the Kansas Creative Arts and Industry Commission that allowed us to bring in some visiting artists from Europe, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, really exciting. So tell me a little bit about some of these European and British artists that you're bringing in this year, folks we haven't seen before.
Well, just talked to a man this morning. His name is John Hicks, and he is a speed painter. And he does speed painting on the street. Each show ends with a giant portrait of some musical icon that you will only recognize after he turns it around upside. He paints it all upside down. Paints it all upside down, and then at the end he turns it around, and everyone goes, "Whoa! It's Elvis!"
And he does this in like a half an hour or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's speed amazing. Painting.
And you also this year have the legendary street magician Gazzo.
Gazzo, yeah, he's legendary, but mainly among other magicians. I mean, he's not someone walking the streets would know, but yeah, he's got his own place, and he's going to be there all day long, just doing shows and doing tricks and things like that. And he is slick. He's slick. He's very funny, very witty. He's also from Britain. But Gazzo's been around forever. I mean, I hope to sit him down and just listen to some of his stories about being a busker for decades.
It sounds like we have a lot of new, exciting artists this year, in addition to some of the old favorites.
I try to balance the two demands of having the same people and having new people, and I will bring in anywhere from 30 to 40% new people. We have Mama Lou, of course. We've got Kate Great coming back. She's another regular. Snap Boogie, he's a break dancer, was very popular last year. And Her Majesty's Secret Circus, this is their second year here. So there's a mix of new and old, and something new for everybody to see.
And I think it's important for people to know that this is not just a one-day, one-night event. This
no,
goes
no,
on
this
all
is
weekend.
3 days.
Yeah.
3 days.
And it all starts tonight with the Busker Ball. What happens there?
That's a stage showcase. Everyone performs inside on the stage at the Lawrence Arts Center. It's a ticketed event. It's only $5, children or adults, only $5.
But it's an opportunity to get a little preview.
Opportunity to get a little preview, see everybody all at once, and have all the artists do a little bit of their show and also promote themselves to say, if you want to see more, come and see me on the street, that kind of thing.
And a chance to meet and talk to them.
And talk to them afterwards, yeah. We all have pizza and beer afterwards. So
And again, this year, it's combined with the Art to Go Parade, which is
I love
great.
The Art to Go Parade. And they got some money this year, too, from the Lawrence Cultural Arts Center, and they're bringing in some cars that you don't normally see. One is a giant banana. And another is looks like an old B-52 bomber made out of an Airstream trailer on a van chassis. It's retro and weird and wonderful. The Art to Go Parade will be happening at noon on Saturday, and then we have a little pre-show party for them on Friday night where these cars will be on display.